Hello and welcome everyone. Today is October the 2nd, 2019. And this is your Whole Life Healing Program with Dr. Alex Lloyd, where he's going to share one of his secret spiritual laws of nature. My name is Johanna Chan. I'll be assisting him today. But before we hear from Alex, I want to share this disclaimer. This presentation is for information, for educational and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Dr. Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. All right, and we also love to share this quote. We are beginning now to understand things that we know in our hearts are true but could never measure. As we get a better understanding how little we know about the body, we begin to realize the next big frontier in medicine is energy medicine. It's not the mechanistic parts of the joints moving. It's not the chemistry of our body. It's understanding for the first time how energy influences how we feel. And that was a quote by Dr. Oz back in November 2007. And the reason we bring it up is that the purpose of these calls is to provide current and relevant information on the subject of energy medicine from a variety of perspectives, including a medical, scientific, and mostly spiritual perspective. All right, so having shared that, I'm going to turn it over to you, Alex. And what is the topic for today? I'm not sure I'm absolutely positive what it is.
It is spiritual action reaction.
Wow, great.
Thank you, Johanna. And thank you, everyone, for wherever you're listening, whenever you're listening. We know the great majority listen by podcast recording, and that is absolutely fine. But give us your feedback. Let us know how we can do a better job. If something helps you, let us know. If something is the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard, personally, I would like to hear that, too. Seriously. We do this for you. We've been doing it about 14 years or more, and we're always wanting to do it better. The last few weeks, until last week, we had been doing a question and answer session during my part and really had great feedback from that. I mean, really, in a way, kind of didn't want to stop because we were having such wonderful feedback, great questions, and stuff like that. And I'm going to try a compromise today and maybe next week and see how this goes, so let me know. I'm still going to do a teaching, but it'll be shorter, maybe 15 minutes or something like that, and then still leaving until maybe the bottom of the hour, that'd be 1:30 here in Nashville, to stop that and go to the custom trilogies for those who would like a custom code or a custom trilogy. So, Johanna, let's see if we can try that today and see how that plays. But please don't forget about our Thursday question and answer event that are manned by our very best, most wonderful coaches. And that is all they're there for, is to really, in a more in-depth way, take you by the hand, answer your question, help you get through roadblocks, things like that. And we do that every Thursday. And you can send a question in to them as well, just like you can us here. Okay, so let's talk for just a few minutes about spiritual action reaction. Now, you should know what action reaction means. Another word for it is stimulus response. As we get a little bit further out the bell curve, you reap what you sow, karma, all of those type things are action reaction, okay? And if you've read or heard me talk much, you also know that stress is a reaction. Okay, the action is something that happens in your world, but that's not where the reaction comes from. something happens in your world, and then that is run through every memory of your life and ancestry, and then on the basis of that, you react or respond, okay? When we're little bitty kids, I mean, you know, you put your hand on the hot eye of the stove, and you'll get a burn, you'll cry, and you will also never do that again, all right? On the other hand, you let a baby taste ice cream for the first time, at least most babies. Me, I know this about me. And after that first taste, you can never get enough. You want the cone, then you want another bowl, and then you want it tomorrow too. And so we kind of grow up very familiar with that action reaction. If someone is nice to them, if someone is nice to me, am I more likely to be nice back or mean back? Well, I'm more likely to be nice back. If someone is mean to me, I'm more likely to be mean back, okay? All of those things are stimulus response, action reaction, even down to your plumbing in your house, your electrical, everything in the natural world works on action reaction. Those are Newton's three laws of motion. Body in motion stays in motion. That's number one. Number two, unless something acts on it with enough power to move it. And then if number two happens, number three is for every action, there's an equal opposite reaction. Okay. Well, this week, as you walk, as you pray, as you meditate, I'd like you to think about, okay, what is my, for me, Alex, for Johanna, for you, whatever your name is, what is my spiritual action-reaction? Because this can be one of the best diagnostics you could ever have to see where your heart is, okay? When I started on this journey, well over 20 years ago now, because of Hope's depression, I was trying to find what's the problem. How do I know where the solution is if I don't even know that much about the problem? And so I was searching for the questions to ask as well as the answers to those questions. All right? Well, this is an incredible diagnostic, and that is your spiritual action-reaction. So ask yourself this, all right? If someone does something unkind to you, before you even have time to think about it, what do you start to do in response? Is it the laws of physical nature, action, reaction, which is either to be mean back to them or to just sort of be like deer in headlights, stuck, or is it to turn away as quick as you can and get out of there and never speak to that person again and probably be thinking negative thoughts about them for the next 24 hours, even if those negative thoughts were incorrect? Maybe they really had indigestion. Maybe they just got some bad news. Maybe they didn't even realize they were looking at you. They were just thinking about something and made a face. Okay, but that still gives you very credible diagnostic criteria on what your spiritual action-reaction is. When something does not go your way, or when something hurts, or when pleasure is not coming soon enough, or in the form that you most want it, what is your natural spiritual reaction? Now, if you're in fight or flight, or if you've got too much heart junk, your action reaction is going to be in one of four areas. It's going to be selfish instead of loving. In other words, what's in it for me and how do I immediately get rid of this pain or immediately get more of this pleasure? What situations and people can I manipulate, even if I'd never used that word, just sort of a passive-aggressive thing? Number two, you probably feel like you are being threatened and you have to run to safety, whether that is some room in your house, whether that is a drug, whether that's a good book, whether that's a half gallon of ice cream. You feel like you need safety. You need to protect yourself. The third one is maybe I consider doing something that I believe is wrong for me in response to this because it hurts so much, where before I was not thinking about doing something that would violate my own belief system, but now I am. And finally, you are likely to see something about this as success or failure, and you're going to be afraid that the failure thing is going to happen or feel like you've got to turn things up into a higher gear, either to prevent that from happening or to get the success thing, whatever that is. Okay? So all of those spiritual things fall into four categories, which are love, safety, goodness, and success, as does every other issue of our life. Now, if on the other hand, something negative happens to you, somebody looks at you funny, you get cheated, you get lied to, you've got some pain that you're scared about in your body, the money or business thing is not going as well as you need it to go, or you're afraid it's about to take a decline. If you have those things happen and your natural response is to not protect yourself, but to be vulnerable in hopes of better and better relationships with the people that are involved with this, okay, maybe there's some misunderstanding or something, your natural response is going to be success as defined by acting on this situation in love in the present moment, regardless of how I feel or think, okay? Number three, instead of reacting in what's in it for me and how can I get what I want, it's going to be how can I help someone else in this situation? How can I put someone else's interest above my own in this situation that is hurting and difficult for me to deal with? Okay? So that's the way you would react naturally if you are emphasizing the spiritual in your life internally, not the natural. So in other words, when something does not go your way, instead of something in the anger family and either fight, freeze, or flee, okay, instead of that, something negative happens, and yes, it hurts, but then right after the initial hurt and kind of grabbing hold of yourself, it's okay. Here's an opportunity for me to go up to a higher level. Who needs my help? How can I be of benefit in this situation instead of detriment? What do I need to do to try and help ensure a win-win-win scenario with whatever this is with no negatives for anybody? Nobody loses. Safety. How can I help create a safe place for other people involved in this, even if it means making myself vulnerable? And finally, whatever I do, I am not going to violate my own belief system. I'm going to do what I believe is best and right and win-win-win for all concerned. And is the present moment in love, that is the soil and the roots that everything else comes out of. And I will not compromise that. I'm going to do what I believe is right. Okay. If that is how you respond when whatever it is doesn't go your way, then that is great evidence that you are prioritizing the spiritual and the internal rather than the natural and the physical. And that's exactly what Stumbling into Happiness, the book by the Harvard psychologist, Dr. Dan Gilbert, that's exactly what he found, happiness equals love. That was the Grant study. Expectations are a happiness killer. That's exactly what Dr. Gilbert was talking about. And then the Grant study, longest study ever done on the human condition in the history of the world, happiness equals love, full stop. In a front page USA Today article about a groundbreaking study, they found that if your relationships are right as far as you're concerned, meaning without a lot of stress and conflict, you are 300% less likely to get a disease and die by middle age than if you have conflict and stress in your relationships. So when something happens you don't like, it hurts a little bit, whether physically or non-physically, whatever, do you react with something in the anger and anxiety family, or do you react with I'm gonna live by what I believe is right, I'm going to try to help other people be successful as well as myself, but I'm not going to be fixed on a success-failure thing. I'm going to be fixed on a in-the-present-moment-in-love thing. I'm going to try to think just as much about others as myself and create a win-win-win. And how can I create a loving, safe place for the others involved, even if it means making myself a little vulnerable? Now, obviously in all of these, I'm not talking about if your life is in imminent mortal danger. That's the time when you're supposed to kick in to fight or flight, focus on yourself, saving your family, that sort of thing. But that's the minority. For most of us these days, that's a once-a-year thing. But the thing that gets us every day is that we are reacting to the natural instead of the spiritual. Switch that and start reacting and responding to the spiritual instead of the physical, unless it is life-threatening. It'll change your whole world 180 degrees, upside down. The stress will go away. The pressure will go off. You'll start having better relationships. You'll like yourself better and everything else in your world. The best way I know to describe it is spring will come in your life and everything will start to bloom and be beautiful. So this week, are you living by spiritual action, reaction, or natural, physical action, reaction? It can make all the difference in the world. If you are living by the natural, please use Trilogy, use Memory Engineering, Rapid Eye Stress Release, the Love Code, and let's switch to being programmed and reacting to the spiritual, not the physical. Okay, that's it for me, Johanna. If there's one or two questions in the next, 10 minutes, we could do that and then switch on to the custom, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's fine. So if you have a question for Alex, we have a few minutes here. He's available. You can raise your hand by pressing *2. *2 on your phone is going to raise your hand. And this is for those of you who want to ask Alex questions. At the bottom, or as soon as in 10 or 15 minutes, we'll switch to the custom trilogy. So if you have a question, raise your hand. And we have a question, Alex, so just a moment. This is coming from a number ending in 7227, your line is open.
Hi, Johanna and Dr. Alex.
Hi.
This is Elaine.
Hi.
Hey.
So I have been using the memory engineering like since you launched it. And I got to say, it like takes the other processes to a whole nother like stratosphere, really does.
I'm so glad you said that, and thank you for saying that, because I keep telling everybody that, and what most people are saying is, oh, I tried it one time, and yeah, it was pretty good. It may need more than one time, so try it 10 times and then decide how it's going. Sorry to interrupt, but thank you for saying that.
No, I think part of, I will give you this feedback, I think part of what they could possibly be struggling with is I'm very visual because my language is spiritual, because that's like the center of my life. So when I have a process that allows that, I go very deep into it, so, and just like the heart scream meditation and everything. But if they struggle with that, they may need some other suggestion from you. For me, it really, really resonates. And it, like the other processes, are very powerful in clearing, but this actually creates a new image and a new memory.
Right. Yeah.
And
that,
so
that's right.
Then, yeah. And so, and then you have that go back to, and the more you do it, the more memories you have.
Right.
So my question, so that might help them get that.
I'll make a video around some of those things.
Okay.
And put it on the book site.
Okay, because I find that if you're like, I work with clients all the time, if they're not visually, that's not their language, then they could be struggling with, like, how to make that connection.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But if you are, then you're really going to be able to, like, I love that process. I do it after any of the other processes that I'm doing. If I do, like, a trilogy, I usually do hands on the body after that to see if it's any of those emotions are anywhere in the body, and just picture God's love and light going through my hands into the body and clearing it, and then I go to memory engineering. And I take however long it takes. Sometimes it takes 15 minutes. I don't care how long it takes.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
So my
question is... I agree. If I was going to not do anything during a day, memory engineering would not be the one I would skip. It would be one of the others.
So my question is, when I go... start out, the only thing that I wanted to ask your feedback on and ideas on around memory engineering is when you shift to the last two, and particularly like five. So you go from kind of the imagined, imagination, image maker, unlimited, right? It can be any memory you want.
Right.
And I'm really good at that because I have a great imagination for healing and bringing God's light and all that good stuff. But sometimes I get a little bit caught in like how to make that shift when I go to the fifth memory, and it's kind of, so if you have like feedback on how to make that shift, because in the first...
Yeah, the sixth one, the last one?
The fifth one.
The fifth one, default that's yours.
Truth. The truth one. The first.
That's right.
Truth one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. To me, it's two things: truth and love. All right. And so let's say I've got pancreatic cancer, and that's the issue that I'm wanting to work on, and all the negative stuff from that. Okay. And then I do all the others, and then I get down to number five. Okay, so this is going to be one of two new defaults. This is going to be the best one I can come up with what I know about the deal. So so number five is not the memory I would create. is not that I'm not going to die from pancreatic cancer. I would not do that because I don't know that. All right?
Yes.
It would not be because I guarantee you, I've seen so many people who've been told by doctors, there's nothing we can do. And within 3 years, they're telling their story. Okay? And Dr. Reike Hamer in Germany took 6,000 last-stage cancer patients, and over 6,000 of them recovered and improved. I mean, and these are all last-stage, okay? So I know what the possibilities are. Dr. Ben used to lecture all the time that we have omnipotential stem cells, and stem cells are all the rage now, but he was talking about this before the rage. He said we have omnipotential stem cells that can take over the function of any cell, a brain cell, a move your arm cell, a creative thinking cell, wherever it's needed, and the body knows how to get those to where they're needed. The problem is that stress suppresses the whole system, and they don't get to where they're needed. Okay, so the memory I would create if I had pancreatic cancer is just the simple truth and love. I love myself. I love my children and wife. I would like to be around for longer, you know, to love them. So the memory I would create would be something like, yes, I have been told by doctors, and I believe their tests are accurate, that I have pancreatic cancer in me right now. Now, I'm not going to say I have pancreatic cancer because that's more of an identity label thing. That's like I am an alcoholic, you know.
I've just said
my identity is an alcoholic, okay, and that's a negative. So what I would say is, I do believe the doctors are right that I have pancreatic cancer in me. But I also believe that it is very possible God could just heal me. Some of the crazy, weird work I do could do stuff that the doctors don't have a clue about, and it could heal. I've known so many people that healed. So my picture is, yes, I have it, but it is very possible that I can heal from this completely and have a fabulous rest of my life, maybe even where I said, you know, looking back, that was a good thing because I changed in these really cool ways that I didn't know. I don't know if I would have changed if that had never happened. So something like that becomes my default. The truth, as positively as I can say it in truth, and then coming from a foundation of love, not fear. So part of it, too, is if I do die, then I believe that's not the end. I believe that's a beginning. So I'm excited about whatever comes then. And at least I'm glad if that happens, that if I do die, that it's not like a car wreck, totally unexpected, and I'll have some time to say everything I need to say to Hope and my boys and that sort of thing. So, I mean, all of these things I would put in there if that's what I was doing. And as positively as I do believe it's possible. Now, if you believe, no, I don't believe it's possible that I could heal. I buy what the doctors say, hook, line, and sinker. There is no hope. Okay, then if that's what you believe, don't say you're going to heal and there's hope. Say, okay, what is the best thing I can do with the time I have left? And let that be my default. But also asking in the prayer, if it is possible that I could heal, please let that happen. And there may come a day where I think, I can make that part of my default now. I do believe it's possible, where maybe I couldn't before. And then the sixth one, of course, is just giving up and letting God, the Holy Spirit, my internal healer, create the absolute perfect one to heal this. The frequency-wise, the direct opposite that cancels it out. So that's how I'd go about it.
And you, when you were talking about the video, if you end up doing that video, I think giving a couple of different examples, like one healing more of an emotional pain, one a physical.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's, you're still, I know you're still really dealing with the spiritual heart issues.
Right.
I understand that about the work, but I think that that would be really, really helpful and hopefully get more people to see the value in it and try it. Because once they try it and really get it, I mean, I do it all the time.
Cool.
All the time.
Okay, I will make that. I'd appreciate it if you would send us an email, maybe your suggestions for that video. That might be helpful.
Okay, and where should I send that, Alex?
Johanna, what's the address to send that to?
Yeah, you can send it to feedback@thehealingcodes.com.
Okay.
And I really appreciate it.
Oh, I anything I can do to support the work. I just so appreciate all that you do, and Johanna, you as well. So thank you and blessing.
Thank you. And Johanna, I've got a bug out of here. Love you.
Oh, okay. God bless you, Alex. Thank you. All right. So I'm sorry for those of you who had your hands raised. Hopefully we'll do this again next week. So because we had two other people with their hands raised. I'm going to lower the hands right now and give everyone an opportunity who would like to get a custom trilogy or a custom healing code from me. I would be happy to create that for you. So you can raise your hand by pressing *2. That's going to raise your hand, and you'll be able to get a custom trilogy or a custom healing code. So our first caller is from Iowa, and your line is open.
Hi, Johanna. This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
And I was wanting a custom trilogy today for a communication issue in marriage.
Okay. And how, and it was a communication issue. What would you say is the most negative feeling or emotion or belief you're having with that?
Frustration and anger.
Okay. And about how strong is that right now?
It's a 10.
All right. God bless you. Is there an early memory that comes to mind when you think about this type of frustration and anger about anything in your life? Is there any other earlier memory when you can recall feeling the same way?
Yes, there one came to mind when I was about 12 or 13.
Okay, and how strong is that memory when you think about it?
I really can't remember the event as much as I can remember my reaction.
Yeah, so, your reaction. How strong is that reaction?
I only can go with at the time it was probably a 10 because right now it's a memory, but it's vague. I know it was strong at the time, and it popped in my head.
Okay, so if it's showing up, there's still a charge there. So we definitely want to include that in the healing, all right?
Okay.
Okay, so let's get a trilogy for you. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The primary issue.
The primary issue.
Okay. All right. Okay, so minute number one. We're going to start with the eyebrows and tap all the way down to the side of the hand. So tap all the points to the side of the hand, not the 9G.
All right.
Okay. Now, custom tapping. We're going to start with the collarbones, middle of the chest, then the side of the eyes, and then under the nose. Then we're going to go to the little finger, thumb, under the nipples, sore spots. And then do the 9G.
Okay.
Okay, minute number two, healing code. First position, both hands brainstem. That's healing codes two. Second position, left hand jaw, right hand temple. Third position, both hands high bridge. And that's it.
Okay.
Okay, minute number three. We're gonna slide the hands from the base all the way up over the head to the top of the spine. And let's do that three times.
Okay.
Then you're gonna start at the solar plexus. Then slide to the throat, slide to the forehead, then slide all the way up and over to the top of the spine. And lastly, you're going to start at the base and you're going to move up slowly. So you're going to pause at each energy center. So at the base, you hold it for maybe 4 or 5 seconds, move up to under the belly, then to the tummy, and then the heart, etc. Go all the way up to the crown, and that's it.
When you get to the crown, do you slide all the way to the top of the spine, or do you just
stop? Okay. Yeah, you go to the crown, hold it there too, and then go end it on the top of the spine. And you can even hold it there for a few seconds, too.
Okay. And how long do I do this? How many days, weeks?
Okay, I would take this through the 12 categories, so this is going to be good for, the most effective for about 2 weeks. I would suggest doing the relationship issue finder to see which categories, are the lower scores, because that's going to be an indicator of other memories or events in your life that maybe are connected that need healing. That's my suggestion. But, yes, if you do it with the 12 categories, you can do this 2 or 3 times a day, addressing one category per day. So you would look at it like this. You'd look at forgiveness and say, okay, regarding this frustration in my communication and anger, are there any unforgiveness issues with myself, with someone else, or with even God, that need to be healed in the past, in the present? What about the future? And then you do that for every single category. And that way you're not going to leave any stones unturned.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Okay, our next caller is a web caller, and let's see. I think you're from Massachusetts. I'm going to open your line. Your line is open.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, who are we speaking with?
Great, I'm Patricia, and
Hi, Patricia.
I'm asking you because I'm in the middle of a dream conference that deals directly with the problem I have. 3 years ago, a leader of a dream group expelled me from the group because I wasn't in touch for 90 days, but I was moving with no internet contact. I asked 5 times to come back, and she felt I was being very aggressive. The problem is, since then, I have not been able to remember dreams, and my biggest feeling is deep hurt. And people stood up for me, but they didn't want to cross the leader. And I've tried many times to forgive this person, but I still can't remember dreams. And I'm in the middle of a dream contest where people are dreaming all over the place, and it's painful. And I really want to move past this. And I still can't forgive this person.
Okay. Okay. On a scale from 1 to 10, how strong is that right now, that anger?
10.
A 10. Okay. Is there an earlier memory in your life, Patricia, when you felt
yes.
the same type
the,
of pain?
The memory I have is when I was about 12 or 13, and there was a clique that my best friend was in grade school, and the leader of the clique expelled me.
Okay. Very similar. How strong is that right now when you just recall that memory?
That one's probably about 8, but it...
Okay. Okay, well, this is very much connected to this event you're feeling, what you're feeling right now
mm-hmm.
with this this community. So let's address any other memories as well that may come up. Did you want a trilogy or a custom healing code?
A trilogy, whatever
okay.
is most effective, because I will start working on this as soon as I get off.
Okay. Now, you know how to do the trilogy?
Yes, I do. Hmm?
Okay. All right.
And also, I'm going to ask you, when we get to each part, how long to hold it, like the tapping or the healing codes or what have you.
Yeah, well, each section of a trilogy is for 1 minute.
Okay. No,
so
I mean,
you do,
like, for example, if you say left-hand bridge, right-hand high bridge or something, how long do I hold that pose?
Well, usually it's about 30 seconds.
Okay.
You could, and then if you, you know, you could do it about 30 seconds. And so usually if you have, like, 4 positions, that's going to take up a whole minute. If
okay.
you have more than 4 positions, you can just take a few less, you know, a little
okay.
less time on each position. Okay.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The forgiveness issues.
The forgiveness issue.
Okay. Okay, so minute number 1. We're going to start with the eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
Tap all of the points all the way to the side of the hand. So you're going to tap the eyebrows, the side of the eyes, under the eye. So you just follow the same pattern that Alex shows in the trilogy demo. But you
right.
stop
mm-hmm.
you stop at the side of the hand, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to do custom tapping, and you're going to start with the sore spots, middle of the chest, under the eyes, under the nose, little finger, index finger, side of the hand, and then the 9G.
Okay.
Minute number 2, which is the healing code. First position, left hand jaw, right hand temple.
Mm-hmm.
Second position, healing codes 2, left hand high bridge, right hand below the belly button.
Mm-hmm.
Next position, both hands, brainstem. Just 3 positions.
Mm-hmm.
So what I suggest you do with the healing codes 2 positions is just hold them a bit longer. Since there's only 3, you want to, you know, do this within a minute. Or you can just repeat them, you know, until you complete a minute. And it's okay to go more than a minute.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Now, minute number 3. You're going to start at the base. Slide all the way up and over to the top of the spine.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to go back to the base. You're going to pause at the base. Hold it there for about 4 or 5 seconds. then slide up to the heart and pause there.
Mm-hmm.
Slide up to the forehead and pause there. Then you're going to slide back down to the base and move, slide slowly all the way up, pausing at each center and ending on the top of the spine and pausing there for 4 or 5 seconds.
Okay.
And that's it.
Thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome. God bless you. All right, and we have one more hand up, and let me undo your phone. Unmute. It's 5920, 5920.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Lori.
Hi, Lori. What would you like today?
I would like a custom code for Healing Codes 2 for, I have this very intense pain. I can't put weight on my knee, and it's creating a lot of pain, and I have extreme frustration and sometimes fear of immobility.
Okay. On a scale from 1 to 10, Lori, how much is this?
It's... The frustration is like a 10 when I'm walking. It's very intense. To the point where I'm crying, you know, like it's that kind of intensity.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. Lori, is there an early memory when you remember feeling this type of frustration with or without pain, frustration and fear?
Yeah, I do recall some. It's mostly emotional pain and around the thing of not feeling like I'm being heard.
Okay. How strong is that? That memory?
It's like a 9 or a 10.
Okay. We're going to definitely include that in the healing. Okay. And you'd like a healing code too?
Yes.
You'd like a custom code.
Right.
Now, I would recommend we do a combination healing codes 1, healing codes 2.
Okay, yes.
Or a custom code. That's the most powerful. Okay, very good. Okay, say for me, I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
This fear issue.
This fear issue.
Okay, just a moment. First position, left hand bridge, right hand jaw. That's healing codes 1. Second position, left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge. That's healing codes 2.
Mm-hmm.
Third position, both hands jaws.
Okay.
Fourth position, both hands below the belly button.
Okay.
And then the last position, both hands Adam's apple. And that's it.
Okay.
All right. God bless you, girl. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. So let's see. We don't have any other hands up right now. We do have a few more minutes. If anyone would like to get a custom trilogy or a custom code, you can raise your hand, pressing star 2 on your phone. All right. We have someone in Kansas City. Your number ends in 1776, and your line is open.
Okay, thank you. So something fairly strange, at least to me, I am fine when I'm out of the house, but when I come in here into my home, there's a lot of stress and just other emotions that are hard to explain, so I'm even trying to grasp how to use the healing codes for this.
Okay, and did you want a healing code or a trilogy?
Whatever you suggest.
Okay, well, if you're not familiar with the trilogy, then yeah, definitely we'll go for a healing code. Do you know the healing codes 2 positions?
Yes.
Or healing codes 1 positions? Okay, you know both of them.
Yes, both of them.
Okay, and what is your name? I'm sorry.
It's Dustin.
Dustin. Okay. Nice to hear your voice, Dustin. Okay. So when you explain this kind of stress, does it remind you of any other time in your life when you felt the same way about something? Mixture
not
of emotions with stress?
Not offhand. Okay. I've felt it for so many years, it's hard to relate outside of, you know, the last 10 years.
Oh, okay. So is it just a particular location, or is it anytime you go inside? Is it a particular home or apartment or house?
Anytime inside my home.
Okay, inside your home. And this has been going on for many years?
Yes.
Do you remember when it started? Like, was there anything particular that was going on in your life at that time that created a negative memory in the house?
No, I'm actually in a different house, so it just
carries on. Oh, so
on
any house. Oh, okay, so it's just
Anything I own, I guess, or live in, I should say.
Okay, so your own residence, you don't feel comfortable in.
On that note, if I have people stay with me, then that leaves. So there's something about being alone in my own place. But if I'm in, like, a hotel in another part, you know, of the country, I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something about my place, alone at my place.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to address this. And Dustin, I would really recommend that you work with a practitioner, a coach, because they can help really get to
okay.
the root of it. Have a bit more time to test and explore. So you could go to DrAlexanderLloyd.com and look at the different wonderful coaches we have there, because they could really help you get to the root of this. But we will create a code for you today. It's going to start working on it, even if we don't know exactly where it came from. And but I would recommend, if it doesn't seem to lift very easily after using this particular code, and even if it does, I would still do it. You know, go ahead and get some coaching, because it could really help open up, you know, more understanding for all of this.
Absolutely. Very good.
Okay. So can you make the statement, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
This stress issue.
The stress issue.
Okay, so I didn't specifically mention any particular negative emotion or feeling. It is coming from fear, and basically all our negative emotions and feelings are coming from fear. So have you ever done a relationship issue finder?
I may have done it when I first started the program.
Okay, so you might want to do that. It could give you some clues. And if you work with a coach, most likely they'll ask if you want to do that. It just gives it, it's a good diagnostic tool. Give us a little more hint of what to check on, you know, what to test for.
Okay, and what was that called again?
Relationship Issue Finder.
Okay.
And they're diagnostic tests. They're free, and you can get those on the website as well. You just take it. It takes about maybe 5 or maybe 10 minutes. You answer questions.
Okay.
It gives you some feedback on the different categories and areas in your life that, you know, have stress stored there. Then you can take those categories and explore them. You know, ask yourself, okay, what do I recognize in this particular category that has a low score? Are there any, like if it's unforgiveness, are there any unforgiveness issues in my life that maybe I've just buried and forgotten about? And give yourself a few seconds to just allow those to show up. You don't spend a lot of time trying to dig them up. You just open your mind and your heart to them coming up if they need to. And they may not, you know. There may be memories that are so painful they just stay there. And that's okay, because the codes will find those and start healing those anyway, even when we don't know what they are.
Very good, very good.
Okay, so let's get you a code. Just a moment. All right. Can you say for me again, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
Okay, good. Okay, first position, both hands, temples. That's healing codes 1. Second position, left hand below the belly button, right hand on the high bridge. That's healing codes 2. Next position is left hand temple, right hand jaw, healing codes 1. And then the last position is both hands on the brain stem. I would do this at least 2-3 times a day. I would do the relationship issue finder and explore the categories over the next 2 weeks, just maybe one category per day. So you'd look at the categories if it was a neighborhood, and you're just, you know, examining the neighborhood to see if there's anything that wants to, you know, pop up that you could bring in to your prayer when you do the trilogy, when you do this code. Do this at least 2 or 3 times a day. That's what I would recommend. And one category per day. So it's going to be most effective for 2 weeks. That would give you plenty of time to go through the categories, one category per day. That's my suggestion. You can use it however you like. Just use it. It's going to work for you.
Very good.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dustin. Thank you. All right. So that's going to be it for our call today. I want to thank you all for participating. Come back again next week. We'd love to have you. Bye-bye.